Okay, we are up to Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. Let's go. Before we had Nerd Man Vushel, not Nerd Man Yerik. We're talking about when people speak, what do they mean in these words? Yeah, true. No, you didn't yet. Somebody makes a neder. Oops. Reptinum dal ramad aleph. The mission on top. I know you didn't yet. A guy says, I will not have any hanar from vegetables. Mutter bedulin permitted to have hanar from goods. Why? What's the definition of vegetable? The different shayim have different ideas of what vegetable is. One opinion of vegetable is that vegetable is something you always eat raw, you don't have to cook it. But pumpkin and these kind of things, you have to cook in order to eat. So they're not vegetables. So I can never understand then why beetroots, for example, will be a vegetable. Can you? Yeah, possibly raw. And yet, definitely the beetroots are included in a vegetable. I have no idea. Yeah. Beetroots all the time. The Gemara talks about tardin. This is yafel alev, and it's always. Yeah. Tardin is called is a beetroot. Silk or tardin is all the same thing. It's a beetroot. Okay. So therefore, diluin is not included in vegetables. Rabbi Akiva asks, he says that diluin is included in the vegetables. Let me ask you a question. In fact, is if somebody sends out his agent and he tells him, go to the marketplace and kachli yere, buy me vegetables, he comes back home and says, look, I couldn't find any vegetables, but I did find diluin. So we see clearly from here that the fact that he has to come and ask, that right, diluin is not included in vegetables. You're right, but just the opposite, it proves my point. If, let's say, you couldn't find any vegetables and all he found was meat, would he come back and say, hey, I can find meat? Of course not. Why is he coming back and asking about melons? Because Azra is a very similar thing. We come back and say, I found legumes. Because this is included in vegetables, this isn't. But also, another thing is, it is forbidden. If he says vegetables, you're forbidden with that Egyptian bean. If it's moist, because like a vegetable, but you're allowed to eat, you're allowed to eat if it's dry. If it's dry, it's not included in the vegetables. But if it's moist, it's still a vegetable. Setting by the right. Still understand about kiva. The fact of the matter is a vegetable, and the fact that even your mind that he has to ask. The fact that he has to ask is that he's not 100% that. So why should it be included when he said vegetable? Says the Gemara, Amarula, he didn't just time say vegetable. He said yarke gedera like vegetables that you put in a pot. How do you know to include something outside of vegetables like the family of gourd? Maybe even something that you eat inside a pot. That's what he meant. But normal vegetables. And he gives an example of what's normal vegetables here. It says in the Yerushalayim here, like beetroots, garlic or onions. Things that you put inside, you mix into food that you cook in a pot. But not in the family of gourd. Everything about it, you know what we're talking about? We're talking about a unique case here where he actually said, but I'm yerek hamizbashel begedela olai. I'm going to ask the thing which you have to cook in a pot, which obviously includes the family of good. Anything which a shliach has to come back and consult. Lav minehu is that it's not exactly the same species, even if it's not included in edit. Anything the shliach comes back to consult. Allah minehu is the min, same min. But otherwise, why would you come back and ask? I'm going to buy a moidil kiva. Give moidil in malchus, even though he says it's close enough to a vegetable. But nevertheless, if he ate from the family of good, you won't get malchus. You don't get malchus. That's how we learned over there. We learned by me'ila. By me'ila, the din is only if you did it by mistake. And if a mishaleach sends a shaleach to do something, if the shaleach carried out the instructions of the mishaleach is responsible. Even though, generally speaking, we say ain shaleach l'dvar aveda, but we have exception. We learn out to me'ila from truma that there is over here a shaleach, and therefore every me'ila is an aveda. So there is shaleaches by me'ila. But if he deviates at all from the instructions of the sender, then it's the shliach who carries the Avera of Me'il, and he has to bring the carbon so on. Then I'll be learning that. Shalei Hashem Chuzi, Balabais Mol, if he carried out the structure of Balabais sin, Loyashel Chuzi didn't carry out exactly Shalei Mol. Mantan, Amarav Chizah Mas Nisin, like Rabbi Kiva. This Mishnah cannot be like Rabbi Kiva, because look at the example it gives here, what's not carrying out instructions. And according to Rabbi Kiva, remember, if a Shliach come by something which is close enough that he would have gone and asked the Mishaleach, is this what you meant? Is considered carrying out instructions. Ketzad, Amalei, Ten Basar Lo'ochem, give meat to the guest, V'nosalem Kov, give him liver. Now liver is a kind of a meat. Ten Kovet, give liver, V'nosalem Basar, HaShliach Mo. The Shliach is a Mo'el. V'ira B'kiva, Amalei, Kiva, Kol Milsa, Milcho, Shliach, Minehu, Limo'el. So what does the Braise say? That the Shliach was Mo'el, because he did not carry out the structures. The Balabot told him meat, and what did you give? Liver. Balabot told him liver, and what did you give? Meat. No, but it's not. You did not carry out the structure. If you tell me to go to the butcher shop, buy me meat, there's no meat left. I will come back. I found liver. What should I do? Is according to Rabbi Kiva, that's considered part of the instructions. Why aren't you moil? The fact of the matter, Akiva still says that a shliach has to come and consult. He just says when it comes to Nadarim and you ask it something, if it's something that a shliach normally would consult, and obviously you intend that in your mind as well to be included in Issa. But the Poyel, it's not exactly the same thing. So when it comes to Mi'ilah, he did not carry out the instructions of the shliach properly, and therefore he's not Moyel. Eat Mobile, Shemaite Kamed Rabbah, this is Gemara, learned before Rabbah, Amalahoin, Shapir Amalachmeini, he's right. Man, Tana, the Pollock, who argued with Kibbutz and Lily? Tana, we learned Hanoidim and Abbasa. Who is the Tana that argues on Rabbi Akiva? Who is, okay, we know that in the Mishnah you have someone argued with Kiva. Who argued with Kiva? Who holds that Gurd family is not part of the vegetables? That's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The Tana, we learned Hanoidim and Abbasa. If I make a net, I won't eat flesh. Also, b'chol mina bosa, you're not allowed to eat any flesh. Also, too, Lossa b'reish reglaim the head and the legs of a kane and the windpipe of a cub in the liver. So even though it's not exact, but anything that you would have asked the Baal Bas, did you mean this? This is like Rabbi Akiva. Ubelev, ubeif, umut, however, you are permitted the bas dog and fish, v'chagovim, and locusts. That is, if I send you to the butcher to buy me flesh, and there's no flesh, you don't go. You don't say, shall I buy fish? It's a different thing altogether. So this is Rabbi Akiva. Rashbagoim, no. Hanoidim and abosar, osar, only with flesh. Not things that a Mishleich would have asked you, because the very fact that he had to ask you is that it's not part of it. They're not considered a part of the Issa because it's not something that automatically is part of it. You have to say the fish and locust are not included. So we see clearly here, Rav Shimon Gamliel is the Tanakam of our Mishnah. Chain hoy Rashbagoim, kirbayim la bosar, that the innards of an animal is not considered flesh. The stomach and all the intestines, but oichlein, somebody eats that. Lav bad inish, is not a mensch. It's not normal food for consumption. Oichlein kibasal, and the question is, my nav kamina, or my chul say, what's the chilik if it's not like a mensch? Oichlein kibasal leinyan zvine lav bad inish. When it comes to selling, it's not considered a mensch. Somebody who deals and handles these things is not considered a mensch.
See, Rabbi Gamliel never had kishke in his chant.
Yeah, but you don't use it as a.
To a certain extent, this goes a little bit according to, certain people who want to eat cheap cuts of meat. It's just. That's not me. That's what you're saying here.
No, I'm talking about somebody had a choice. He could have eaten flesh, and he decided not to eat the flesh, but rather eat the kirbayim. And we say he's nishke mensch. If he's poor, he can't afford it. That's what we're talking about.
Kirbayim and covered, and all of these things which are.
Picha is a laglaim you make, the gala and all that.
It is a cup, what do you call it? A cut of meat. It's just like you said, it's a very low grade.
Says the Gemara, Maishna Basar Oifu Tanakama. The Osir, so how come the Tanakama says, which is Rabbi Kiva, that chicken is Osir, the Ovid Shlichet Memechaleh, because it's common for a Shlichet to go and ask the Baal Bas, look, there's no flesh, there's only chicken, should I get you? No Basar Noganam, Ovid Shlichet, what about fish? Maybe you would ask for fish, if there's no flesh, you would ask for fish. He said, look, there's no flesh available, there's fish. The Omar Ilemishkachnabisa I see dogim velitzer. People say if you don't find flesh, go buy fish and bring it. So fish should also be also included in the nether according to Rabbi Akiva that says that anything that the shlich consults on is included. Omar Abai, you're right, but we're talking about a special case against Shahiki's dam. That particular day you let blood. And the law is that when you let blood, certain food you're not allowed to eat, one of them is fish. The loy achel dogim, you don't eat fish. And because you don't eat fish, therefore When you made the nether, you weren't thinking about fish. The nether, fish not included. Also, not supposed to eat chicken the day you have hakaza. So if you're telling me it was the day that he had it, he let his blood, and just like when you made a nether, you won't eat flesh. You didn't mean fish. You also didn't mean chicken. Somebody who let blood, and if he will then eat poultry, his heart will flutter. In other words, it's dangerous. But Tanya, we learned, ain't makizin. You're not supposed to let your blood. Loy al dogim, loy life, and not for fish, not for birds. Loy al basulich, and not for very salty meat.
But, yeah. Hearing can't do any damage.
Yeah, but Tanya learned, hey, he's dumb. Loy yechal, loy chol, loy gvin, loy beyim. Somebody he's make his damage. No milk, no cheese, no eggs. Loy shcholim, shcholim. Well, that's the cress. What's the shcholim again? Is it Taich?
Cress.
Cress, it is cress, okay. Well, the ifis and that bird, will they bust them in poultry, will they bust them, that's what we eat. Everything mother, shiny ifis of shalika, even though you had a kaza. And you're not supposed to eat chicken, but if you cook it, you stew it, you're allowed to eat it. Mashiach fish, there's no way you can eat fish the day of the Hakaza. Because there's no way you can eat fish. When you made a nether on the day of Hakaza, I won't eat flesh. You obviously didn't mean fish. But chicken you could have meant, because there is our ways, alternatives, ways, methods of cooking it that you could have eaten. I'm going to buy yeah. Another answer is, let's try Rav Amar. Keep going. The Kaivin Le Eina. Not talking about a game of Hakaza, we're talking about a day that your eyes hurt. The Dogim Koshel Einayim. Fish is bad. The last three lines in Dalam Beis. The fish are bad for your eyes. Freddy Mari Hochi Ochil Dogim. If so, on the contrary, if you have an eye ache, you should eat fish. Because Amar Shmuel said, and he played around with the letter in the Alabes. Remember in the Pedagog Boyin and Shabbos, we went to every letter of the Alabes and we said what each one means. So over here, Shmuel said that Nun Samach Ayin, Nun in Aramaic is fish. Nun Samach Ayin is that fish supports your eyesight and your eyes. If you have headaches behind your eyes, eat fish. Just the opposite of what Rava just said. Nuna Samilenaim, the fish is healthy for your eyes. Ahu Saif Uchlam. Big machlek is a shame mehalim shat. Saif Uchl can I mean the end of your sickness. Towards the end of your sickness, fish is very good for your eyes.
Fish is like those alfalfa sprouts or something, isn't it? Those little sprouts that people
watercress. It's like, isn't that like a little lettuce, a little rocket or something? And who's Saif Uchl? Saif Uchl means the end of a sickness. The end of a sickness. Fish is very good for you, but the beginning of the sickness is bad for you. That's one. Another Tosha says, and in a Masechta we'll have later, he says a very interesting thing, just the opposite of the Rambam. He said Seif Oichel means the end of the meal. Eating fish in the beginning of the meal is very bad for you. Eating fish at the end of the meal, that's when it's healthy for dessert. The Rambam says you eat light and then go heavier. You start with fish and poultry and flesh and all that. The Tosha says just the opposite. You're supposed to eat fish at the end of the meal. Seif Oichel means the end of your meal.
Yeah, but there's also...
There were 600 Balotases. You don't know if some of them weren't doctors?
He was either Morocco or Egypt. He was eating hot, spicy perch of the Nile. And
they may have better fish there. Maybe they had Murray perch over there or something. Good fish.
Normally, eating Ashkenazi fish is eating Sephardi fish. There's a big difference. Sephardi fish, the spices are kinder if you have it.
Okay, so... Okay, so we finished the sugya. That ends the sugya over here. And Shabbat Shalom. Tomorrow.